Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
That's Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye, ladies and gentlemen, the late great Marvin Gaye, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We're not talking about business necessarily today. It's Thanksgiving Day in America, 2016. This is my 20th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day broadcast. First one was in '97, just a couple of weeks after my first broadcast, and we just celebrated our 19th anniversary. So thank you for being here, and we're doing what we've always done on Thanksgiving, to celebrate Thanksgiving and all the issues around Thanksgiving, including Tamar Jacoby has been with us a number of these years. She's been with us now for about 12 years, helping us understand the immigration issues that are in front of us. She's an expert in that area. She's the CEO and president of Immigration Works USA. Tamar, thanks again for joining us. By the way, Tamar is in Mexico City, and so she sounds a little bit far away. That's because she is far away. I'm a little troubled by the hysteria that I'm seeing out there among people about immigration. And I feel like some people are taking advantage of a situation and they're misrepresenting what even has been said or planned by the president-elect. What do you think?
I think people are frightened, and I think there is...
Why are they frightened?
Well, because President-elect Trump did make some pretty extreme campaign promises around immigration. I mean, I see your point. I see... never helps in politics.
Let me stick this in there. Yesterday, I talked to a Latino business leader on my show. And I said, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I heard President Trump say was, we're going to secure our borders. He talked about a wall. And we're going to send felons who are here illegally back. I don't think I ever heard him say, we're going to break up families and send 11 million people home. Did he say
that? No, he did at one point early on use very loose language about creating a deportation force that would go after anybody who was unauthorized.
But that's a long time ago.
Right, but he said it. I mean, if it's you and it's your life and it's your family, but he said it ever is somewhat alarming. And then he backtracked. I mean, look, let me get to the end of the paragraph because I am hopeful that it will not be as bad as people are fearing. But when he backtracked, he said felons. But he's exaggerated the number of felons by at least 10, if not 2. He claims there are 2 to 3 million criminal aliens running around the U.S. unauthorized who should be deported. It's in tens of thousands. They're not 2 to 3 million. The list that he's talking about that has 1.9 million people on it are people who've ever been processed in a court to be deported.
Right.
And, you know, look, anybody who went to a Trump rally or attended that speech in Phoenix where he talked about immigration, there was a lot of for the honor of a better word, kind of hateful sentiment in the air for supporters. So, I mean, I think it never pays in politics, in life in general, to panic or be hysterical. And I'm very much hoping that Donald Trump will there will be some middle way.
I agree that he said a lot of things that disappointed me and that I didn't like. But maybe I'm not the person to question someone's fear about how things are going to turn out because I'm not an illegal immigrant. But I do know this, a lot of Americans did not like the idea of having a free flow of of Syrian era immigrants coming to the United States. A lot of people voted for Trump because they didn't want that to happen. And,
a lot of people want these illegal criminals
sent back to where they came from. A lot of people are not as crazy about sanctuary cities as some people are.
Yeah, but so I think, you know, the idea that there was ever going to be a free flow of Syrian refugees was also hysteria. When we were talking about bringing, you know, President Obama wanted to bring 10,000. That's nothing.
There were more than that. No, there were not.
And criminal aliens, yes, everyone agrees they should be deported, but there are 3 million of them.
But they haven't been deporting the criminal aliens, or at least enforcing it.
Yes, they do. That's not true. They do. The Obama policy is to deport the criminals.
There's a lot of misinformation on both sides.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, let me ask you this question. At this moment in time, do you believe that the people who are here illegally and are behaving themselves have anything to fear from President-elect Trump?
We don't know yet. Jeff Sessions has been appointed, Attorney General designated,
right.
Trying to talk to a president, but he's the designee. He's the toughest restrictionist in Congress.
Yeah.
And he wants to...
That's true.
He does not want to let people get any kind of legal status. He wants to cut back on the amount of legal immigration we have quite dramatically. I'm hoping that there's going to be a different view in the White House as well.
Right.
Hold on to that thought, Tamar.
We're going to come back and finish our conversation with our good friend Tamar Jacoby. It's always interesting. Always thought-provoking when Tamar Jacoby joins us. ImmigrationWorksUSA.org is our website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.